there some excitement to kind of see this defense kind of hold with Jamie Collins back and watch the Lions game back last week and kind of see what you guys can do?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes, I mean, obviously it's going to be great to have two playmakers like that on the field. And I think our defense, we're having a lot of fun. I know in practice everybody's competing and having fun, so I'm excited to see it on the field. I mean, just individually, I think they're always good for a couple freak plays, like out of nowhere. But like that being said, like I know Burge stepped up and Jamie Scott played really well the last couple weeks. So, I mean, obviously having Jamie out there, he's an athletic freak. He's going to make things happen. And Miles coming out on the edge, as you saw last week, is going to make things happen. So it's obviously great, a great asset for the defense.
Now, what is the key to containing Deshaun Watson when he runs?
I think just getting population of the ball, not letting. He's a slippery athlete. He's a really good athlete out in the open field. You see a lot of plays where he makes, like, sure sacks. You would think he slips out of those and pops around the corner. So I think just getting population of the ball and making sure you bring your feet when you tackle him.
Just get a spy on him, or is that not a good idea?
I mean, if you watch some of the other games, some other teams did some spies, and they, like, sometimes they're success, and sometimes he made a miss. So I think it's just. Like we'll have our game plan ready for him. We'll see how it works. But, yeah, not going to tell you today.
We've seen plays where there was a video that's going around Twitter where he switches hands and avoids a sack. I mean, how do you work?
Yeah, I think like population, just getting as many guys to him as possible. And then when he starts to scramble and you try to tackle him in the open field, bringing your feet, especially in the pocket, bringing your feet because that's when he likes to duck. And guys like fall off his back and stuff, so not like leaving your feet. And then just population, everybody's got to be aware no matter what. If you're not in man-to-man coverage, you got to have your eyes on your zone and then him. So when he starts to scramble, you'd be able to react and pull him up.
Joe, this defense right now is ranked fifth in terms of yardage. What do you think it needs to do to push the team to a win that's missing?
Yeah, I think we need to score on defense to give our offense or give some points on the board and help turn the momentum in our favor in a game. If you do that, there's obviously a huge momentum swing on both sides of the ball. And then,
is there a lot of emphasis on that?
Oh, yeah. Greg emphasizes that every day. And like today is takeaway Thursday, and so he keeps track of how many interceptions, fumbles, and stuff we get and how many times people run it back to the end zone. So there's definitely a big emphasis on that.
Are there any out there today?
Oh, yeah. We always get some on Thursday. And so.
What else? We talk about Deshaun Watson all the time with them. What else do you have to worry about?
Well, I think DeAndre Hopkins obviously is one of the league's best receivers. He's kind of a different guy than what we faced so far this year, and he's more of a physical, contested catch, and he's got speed to take it over the top. And then their running backs, I think, they're good checkdowns for the quarterback when he starts scrambling. Those guys can pop free and get loose, and he'll hit them, and they'll just take off running on the field. So he's going to be able to contain those kind of guys.